Praise the Lord.
Glory to God.
Amen.
In these times, it is very important that we are steadfast. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Our subject today is be steadfast. From 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Praise the Lord. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. Paul wrote to the Corinthians that they should be steadfast. Where does the word steadfast come from? It's an old English word that is connected, combines stead, meaning place, and fast, meaning fixed and firm. The word was first used in battle context to describe warriors who stood their ground. Praise the Lord. Who stood their ground, they were immovable. Praise the Lord. They were immovable. It means unswerving faith, loyalty, or devotion. So Paul wrote to be immovable, determined, and firm in belief. In 2 Samuel, we have an account of a battle. The Philistines were fighting against Israel, and the Israelite soldiers, they were retreating, they were afraid, they were running away. And then we read in 2 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 10. But he, Eleazar means, he stood his ground and struck down the Philistines till his hand grew tired and frozen in the soul. The Lord brought about a great victory that day. The troops returned to Eleazar, but only to sleep in the dead. This is what steadfast means. Steadfast, to stand your ground. If we talk in context of the Bible, the sword that he was using is the sword of the Spirit. The sword is the word of God. We have his soul attached to it, that it freezes to your heart. It should feel us so much that nothing can move us. In Judges 3:31, we read of Shamgar, who struck down 600 Philistines with an ox. When the Philistines wanted to arrest Samson in Judges 15, he found a fresh jawbone of an ass. He took it and he slew 1,000 Philistines. Daniel and his three friends were steadfast. Inside of the fiery furnace and lightning, they withstood the wrong commands of the king. There are countless men and women who were servants of God. They were steadfast. They stood their ground. They preached the gospel. They defended the gospel, and they paid with their lives. Instead of enjoying his retirement, David Hathaway still travels the world, preaching the gospel everywhere at the age of 96. He stands immovable, determined to reach the world for God. As we come close to the rapture, the world turns against God, And we have to stand our ground. We have to be steadfast. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Peter warned us that we can lose understanding. In 2 Peter 3:17. Therefore, dear friends, since you already know this, be on your guard. So get your men so that you may not be carried away by the error of a lawless man and fall from your secure position. It's easy to be carried away by the things of this world. There are people, they know about this, but their eyes are fixed on money, on pleasure, on wealth, and on their tribute to their homeland. Their eyes are so much fixed on that, so that they lose sight of God. Therefore, we must be steadfast in our devotion to God. In the Bible, steadfastness is often associated with the character of God. The book of Psalms frequently speaks of God's steadfast love and faithfulness to his people. This demonstrates that steadfastness is not only a virtue to be practiced by believers, but it's also to reflect the character, the nature of God. As Christians, we are called to imitate his steadfastness in our own lives, remaining steadfast in our love for him, in our commitment to his word. Steadfastness is not a passive quality, it's an active one. To be steadfast is active. It requires intentional effort and discipline to remain steadfast in our faith. Steadfastness is a choice which must be made every day, regardless of the circumstances that we may face. Without steadfastness, our faith can easily waver in times of difficulty and challenge. The Apostle Paul, writing to the Corinthians believers, he commended their steadfastness. He emphasized that the need is to be always abounding in the work of our Lord. Steadfastness enables us to stand firm in our convictions, navigate through the storms of our life, and remain committed to the will of God, regardless of external circumstances. One of the key aspects of steadfastness is Christian faith is unwavering trust in God's promises. When we face trials and tribulations, it is easy to doubt, question God's faithfulness. Steadfastness reminds us that we have to hold on to his promises and trust that he is working all things together for good to those who love him, according to Romans 8:8. This trust allows us to persevere in our faith, even when circumstances seem to be difficult. Steadfastness in our Christian faith involves remaining committed to the teaching of Jesus Christ. Our world that is constantly changing and embracing different ideologies. It is crucial to be for believers to stay rooted in the truth of the Word of God. Steadfastness helps us resist the temptations to conform to the ways of the world, instead of living according to the principles and values that are protected in the Bible. By remaining steadfast in our commitment to Christ, we can be a light in the darkness, and we can help others in this world with the truth of the gospel. The Bible gives a lot of insight into meaning and importance of steadfastness. King David expresses his reliance on God's steadfastness in Psalm 26:3, where he said, "For your steadfast love is before me, is before my eyes. I walk in your faithfulness." This highlights the interconnectedness of steadfastness with God's character, but also the importance of seeking steadfastness in our own lives reflected His faithfulness. The New Testament shows steadfastness in the life of Jesus. We read in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand on the throne of God." We have to be firm and steadfast. Jesus' unwavering commitment to fulfilling God's will, even in the face of immense suffering and trials, serves as an ultimate model of his steadfastness. Another example of steadfastness in the Bible can be found in the story of Job. Despite facing unimaginable suffering and loss, he remains steadfast in faith and trust in God. In Job 1:21, he declares, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Job's unwavering loyalty to God, even in the midst of trials, demonstrates the power of steadfastness in maintaining a strong relationship with God. In 1 Corinthians 5, 15-15, Paul emphasizes the importance of remaining steadfast in our commitment to serve God and fulfill His purposes, even when facing challenges and discouragements. This steadfastness allows us to persevere and continue making an impact in the world that is around us. The Bible emphasizes the importance of steadfastness in James 1:12. It says, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him." This verse shows the steadfastness with a personal growth and yields eternal results and rewards. Paul's letter to the Romans speaks to the transformative power of steadfastness in Romans 5, 3 and 4. "Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that the suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope." Steadfastness is not only a response to trials, but also produces personal growth. Another key verse that shows the importance of steadfastness is found in 1 Corinthians 15:58, what we read in the beginning. "Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Amen. Amen. This verse tells us that remain steadfast in our faith. Enduring the work of the Lord is not futile. It encourages us to persevere in our efforts, knowing that our labor will have a lasting impact in the kingdom of God. Hebrew also speaks about steadfastness. In Hebrews 10:36, it says, "You have need to endure, for you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised." We have to endure. We have to be steadfast. This verse teaches us the necessity, the necessity of endurance and steadfastness in fulfilling God's will. It reminds us that remaining steadfast in our faith and obedience is essential to receiving the promises of God. Steadfastness forms an integral part of nurturing a strong and enduring relationship with God. It allows us to remain steadfast in prayer and meditating on His Word. By staying steadfast, we are showing our heart is in faith in His faithfulness and inviting His transformative work in our lives. Through steadfastness, we actively participate in the process of developing our faith and cultivating a closer relationship with God. Pray the Lord. Steadfastness may seem challenging to maintain, but there are practical steps that we must take to cultivate it in our daily lives. First, spend time in prayer and studying the Bible enables us to draw strength and guidance from the Word of God. Additionally, surrounding yourself with a supportive church. You cannot be a Christian and not attend a church. It's impossible, either way. Because the church provides you with accountability and the encouragement during times of difficulty. Furthermore, it is crucial to develop a mindset focused on long-term spiritual growth rather than instant gratification. This involves setting reliable goals and recognizing that steadfastness is a journey. It's a journey. By regularly reflecting on your progress and seeking God's guidance, we can cultivate steadfastness in our daily lives. Challenges and trials, they're always coming in our lives of faith. However, it is in these very times that steadfastness is tested and strengthened. One key component in maintaining steadfastness is to trust in God's sovereignty and His ability to work all things together for good, as stated in Romans 8:28. Moreover, leaning on the strength of the Holy Spirit and drawing from His power enables us to navigate through challenges while remaining steadfast in our faith. Living a steadfast life brings numerous rewards and blessings both in this life and in eternity. Psalm 37:5 assures us that we have committed our way to the Lord and trust in Him. He will act on our behalf. It says in Psalm 37:5 and 6, commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will be. He will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn. The justice of your cause like the noonday sun. He will act on our behalf. Praise the Lord. The divine intervention and guidance come as a result of steadfastness. Revelation 3:10 offers a promise to those who remain steadfast in their faith. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 10. Because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. This verse proves the protection and deliverance that God provides to those who steadfastly walk in His ways. As I stated many times, I believe that the rapture will come very, very soon. It is closer than most Christians believe. The remaining time we are on this earth, we have to be steadfast and not fall to the deceptions of the devil. Many things are happening in this world today that are staging the world for the time of the Antichrist government. Most people don't know what is decided behind closed doors. Without going into detail, I tell you what they decide is very, very evil. Therefore, we must be fully committed to the Lord. Be steadfast in good times, and be steadfast in challenging times. Amen.